Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fulfilled his dua when he said, Habli mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. He said, Oh Allah, give me a kingdom that will occur to nobody after me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a unique kingdom. And part of the uniqueness of the kingdom of Sayyidina Sulaiman is he had control over ash-shayateen. And Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam would put ash-shayateen under slave labor. They would work for him in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called adab muheen. He would have them work and serve him. And he would put them through very difficult, command them to do very difficult tasks. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Sayyidina Sulaiman the ability to do. So it's a service for Sayyidina Sulaiman, and in the same time it's a punishment for ash-shayateen. They had to do the slave labor for him. But al-Yahud, they accused Sayyidina Sulaiman of being influenced by ash-shayateen and being controlled by ash-shayateen. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, he had this control over al-jinn. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he passed away, the jinn continued working for him and the shayateen, even though he was already dead, because he was kneeling on his cane and he was dead. But the shayateen used to think that he was alive, even though he already passed away. And termites were eating from his cane from the inside, and the cane was going hollow, but he was still supported by his cane, sitting on a throne. And then when the termites kept on drilling through the cane and the cane broke down, then Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam fell down. Only then did the jinn and shayateen realize that Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam was dead. But before that, they continued serving and going through that slave labor because they were still seeing Sayyidina Sulaiman sitting on his arsh, on his throne. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in Quran to refute the claims of al-Yahud that Sayyidina Sulaiman was controlled or influenced by jinn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَلَمَّا قَضَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْتَ مَا دَلَّهُمْ عَلَى مَوْتِهِ إِلَّا دَابَّةُ الْأَرْضِ تَأْكُلُ مِنْ سَأَتَهُ فَلَمَّا خَرَّ تَبَيَّنَتِ الْجِنُّ أَنْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ الْغَيْبَ مَا لَبِثُوا فِي الْعَذَابِ الْمُهِينَ
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Then when we decreed death for him, Sulaiman, nothing informed them, the jinn, of his death except a little worm of the earth which kept slowly gnawing away at his stick. So when he fell down, the jinn saw clearly that if they had known the unseen, they would not have stayed in the humiliating torment. This ayah responds to two things. First of all, it responds to the claim that the jinn were influencing Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. And number two, it responds to the claim that the jinn know al-ghayb. The jinn, they do not know al-ghayb. And al-kahana and the sahara, the magicians and the fortune tellers, they depend on al-jinn. And they claim that jinn know the future. And since we have connection with the jinn, we can know and tell what will happen in the future. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if the jinn knew al-ghayb, if they knew the unseen, they wouldn't have remained in this punishment. Because the kind of tasks that Sayyidina Sulaiman was putting them through was a form of punishment and humiliation for ash-shayateen and al-jinn. And they kept on doing it even though Sayyidina Sulaiman was dead. And this is a proof that al-jinn and the shayateen, they do not know al-ghayb. They do not know the unseen. The jinn, they do not have any knowledge whatsoever about the unseen except what they steal from the conversation. When they eavesdrop on the angels, that's the only information that they have. And they mix one piece of truth with 99 lies. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam passed away, and that's when the jinn realized that they have been working overtime. And they know that he's the only human being who has control over us. So as soon as Sulaiman alayhi salam passed away, they went to their normal jobs of the pre-Sulaimanic era, and that is to deviate people. Now Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam did not have control over all of the jinn and the shayateen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put under his control some of al-jinn and al-shayateen. This is the story of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.